This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is QNN, your community network news, bringing you the latest in LGBTIQA+ news and sport from Australia and the world. Celebrating 15 years on air, thanks to Australia's only rainbow community media organisation, Joy.
Hi there, I'm Joel King-Main, and this is your QNN community update from Q News. Victoria's Commissioner for LGBTQ+ Communities, Todd Fernando, has spoken about the new era that must follow Australia's no vote to the Indigenous voice to Parliament. Fernando is a Kalari man from the Wurundjeri Nation who's held the state role in Victoria since 2021. On Sunday, Fernando said he was truly devastated after the 60% no vote in Saturday's referendum, but in a message of hope said the community will move forward. He said for now, many First Nations will enter some form of sorry business because our healing will be in private and done in our own cultural ways. Fernando shared a message from Indigenous leaders who backed The Voice, calling for a week of silence. From the Hill. Anti-LGBTQ+ hate crimes in the US rose sharply in 2022, jumping more than 19% over 2021, according to the FBI's annual crime report, which was released yesterday. More than 11,600 hate crime incidents were reported to the FBI in 2022, the highest number recorded since the agency began tracking them in 1991. A majority of hate crimes recorded last year targeted Black people, according to the report. Hate crimes targeting LGBTQ+ people were up significantly compared to 2021, with 622 reported single-bias anti-LGBTQ+ hate crimes. Hate crimes motivated by anti-transgender bias rose more than 35% year-over-year, reaching 338 incidents. President Biden denounced laws that targeted LGBTQ+ people as hateful and dangerous during a speech Saturday at the Human Rights Campaign National Dinner in Washington. From The Guardian. In the US, queer people of colour are frequently overlooked in the fight for equality, but inroads into the corridors of power are being made. On the 60th anniversary of the 1963 March on Washington this summer, a few Black queer advocates spoke passionately before the main program about the ongoing struggle for LGBTQ+ rights. As some of them got up to speak, the crowd was noticeably smaller. Hope Giselle, a speaker who is Black and trans, said she felt the event's programming echoed the historic marginalisation and erasure of Black queer activists in the civil rights movement. Despite valid concerns around the visibility of Black queer advocates in activist movements, some progress is being made in elected office. This month, Senator LaFonza Butler made history as the first Black and openly lesbian senator in Congress. Black LGBTQ+ political representation has grown 186% since 2019, according to the 2023 report by the LGBTQ+ Victory Institution. From Star Observer, Aussie singer Troye Sivan has dressed in drag and seduced a shirtless Ross Lynch in a sexy new music video for his brand new track, One of Your Girls. The Australian pop superstar's new album, Something to Give Each Other, finally dropped last week, along with the new music video. In the horny visual, Troye wears a blonde wig, lingerie and makeup as he seduces Ross, the musician, who is wearing a pair of unbuttoned jeans and leather boots. The new song comes after the poppers-inspired Rush and Sauna Jam Got Me Started, all from the new album Something's Gotta Give, which is out now. Turning to QNN Sport now, and from Pink News, Alaska has agreed to ban transgender girls from participating in girls' high school sports teams, in compliance with the Board of Education's anti-trans policy. The governing board voted 5-3 in favour of the ban last week. This change will limit participation in girls' sports to students who were assigned female at birth. The decision to amend the ASAA's bylaws was recommended by Executive Director Billy Strickland, who pointed out that it would bring the ASAA in line with the Board of Education's already existing ban on trans athletes in high school sports. The bylaw change will cause school districts to discriminate based on gender, sex, and force districts to either comply with unreasonable and harmful requirements or seek alternatives for non-compliance. That's what's making news in the LGBTIQA+ community this week. The QNN team will be back here next week, or you can find us wherever you get your podcasts. Just search for QNN. I'm Joel King-Main.
QNN was recorded at Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community. Tune in to Joy 94.9 FM in Melbourne, joy.org.au, or via the Joy app. QNN is distributed across the Community Radio Network with thanks to the Community Broadcasting Association of Australia.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.